Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 233 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Minor Abilities section. We are discussing Flight Superpowers. Last time we talked about Flight : Glide, which is neither flying nor gliding, see last episode. Hell Knight, of course, continues today. As you know if you've been listening to every episode, I lost a whole lot of Mega Dumbcast episodes. I lost about 5 weeks of them in a catastrophic computer crash, and now I'm re-recording a bunch of them in one sitting, in one night. Hey, by the way, if you've been hearing my voice kind of fuzzing in and out, like distance is varying between me and the microphone, here's a little bit of trivia. I also lost my annotated PDF of Heroes Unlimited. So I'm doing this from the physical copy. I'm doing this, as the French say, sans PDF. So I don't really know what I might say. I've got no notes here. I've just got Heroes Unlimited and a tremendous amount of coffee and a dim memory of what I complained about the last time I talked about this. So with that said, let's talk about Flight : Winged. Flight : Winged is for superheroes who have the decency to fly using visible means of support. There are things I like about this minor power. For example, quote, "Unfortunately, wings are difficult to conceal. Average wingspan is 12 to 18 feet. This can make a secret identity a bit of a problem, and passage through narrow openings impossible. However, the wings can be carefully folded, tucked, and restrained with minimal discomfort." And then it lists some penalties for combat, etc., when you've got your wings all folded up and restrained on your back. I really like this little bit of verisimilitude. It gives you a drawback to fighting in your secret identity. It gives fun visuals, because obviously, like, if your wings are bound up in such a way that you kind of have to undress to get them out again, then that's not really any good for crime fighting. So you have to, I guess, set them up with some kind of a ripcord system where, you know, you pull this one cord and then your wings just puff out instantly like an airbag. And I like the fact that you kind of have to have a buddy if you've got this superpower. Because otherwise, like, how are you supposed to get your wings in there? It would be like securing yourself in a straitjacket. So if you're going to make a character like this, then I guess you have to have, like, a manservant, like Downton Abbey, to dress you in the morning and, you know, button all your buttons and tighten all your cords to get those wings stuck in there for your day's work. And when you think about it, it makes sense. Warren Worthington III, a rich guy. Carter Hall, an Egyptian prince. From this two-person sample, we cannot help but conclude that all winged superheroes are rich assholes with butlers who help them dress in the morning. Anyway, moving on. While you do suffer penalties when your wings are bound up, when you let them loose and fly around, you get a bunch of bonuses, which range from merely beneficial to delightful. So for example, you get bonuses to damage and to strike and to dodge from your high speed. Fair enough. And wonderfully, you get a +2 bonus to physical beauty, but only when you're in the air, only while majestically soaring on your feathery wings. Which, like, makes a certain degree of sense, but one feels would rarely come up. The only thing you would ever use physical beauty for is if you have exceptional physical beauty, you can roll to charm / impress someone. So I guess, you know, if you're out there trying to get a date and the boys aren't biting, then you can pull your ripcord, majestically hover into the air, be like, "How about now, boys?" And suddenly with those wings out, you're looking pretty good. Gives you an excuse to put the arms out too. Show those abs off. You can see this effect at work in the documentary film Barbarella. Although honestly, Barbarella is only probably in the top 5 media properties that make you want to fuck an angel. This just proves my point. Wings are hot. Heroes Unlimited got this one right. But as usual, when it comes to what actually matters for a superhero role-playing game, they didn't do so well. This power gives you +40 SDC. Why does it give you that? This is a problem throughout the superpower section, and I'm not going to harp on it every time it comes across my path, but I just have to mention it here. Superpowers, seemingly at random, give you huge bonuses to SDC, considering the scale that we're used to, right? Like if you take all the physical skills in Heroes Unlimited, right? So you are a boxer, bodybuilder, acrobat, wrestler, runner, everything. You are trained in all the sports and all the physical activities. That scores you an SDC of like +53, something along those lines. I wish I had exact numbers for you. I did have them in the margins of my PDF, but because it's Hell Knight, we're rushing through these. But anyway, it's about 50. It's like a little over 50. Last page, extraordinary speed, the superpower that makes you very fast. just fucking gives you plus 50 SDC for no reason. Similarly, this power, Flight Winged, gives you plus 40 SDC. That's a huge amount of SDC. For why? Why? You know, you may say, it's, well, because you've got more of your body, right? You've got wings, but no, it's not so. Quote, plus 40 to SDC, plus each wing has the equivalent of 30 SDC, but it says, will not use them to shield himself. So, first of all, the wings have their own separate SDC. And secondly, no, you can't use them to block throwing knives or whatever, which is such a player character thing to do. Will not use them to shield himself. Such strange wording there. Not cannot use them to shield himself, but will not. Very presumptuous of you, Heroes Unlimited, to tell me what my character will and won't do. But of course, this is realistic. As we know from like autopsies of stabbing victims, you can always tell a true stabbing victim by their pristine hands, because hands are a part of your body, like wings. You would never let them get hurt. You would never put them in the way of an attack. If someone runs at you with a knife, as every good forensic investigator knows, the first thing the victim will do is throw their arms behind their back and say, no, never, my precious hands. My head, my body, they're yours to do with as you will, but you're never going to cut these sweet digits. Not while breath remains in these lungs. Oop, there it goes. And so it is with wings. I guess if you are charged by a supervillain, you know, some sword-wielding baddie who's come to cut you down, even though your wings have, like, all this SDC kind of just sitting there, right? I mean, 30 SDC apiece, that's 60 SDC. You double up those bad boys? That's 60 SDC between you and the sword. It's pretty irresistible, especially because it says here, they heal pretty fast. On an average roll, they heal faster than the rest of your body, even without medical attention. So it's very tempting to get those wings in front of you just to shield yourself, but no, the rules say you will not do that, which kind of puts the GM in a weird situation too, like his bluff might get called, because it's not cannot, it's will not. It's about intent. So what if the player's like, oh, he's running toward me with a sword? Well, of course I would never block his sword with my wings, not my precious wings, but I'm not sure I can win this fight. So I think what I'm going to do is just turn around, just turn my back to him, and prepare to escape. Just, you know, scope out my escape routes. I think that's the most prudent action at this juncture. Now, does that turn my bonus 60 SDC worth of feathers in his direction? Sure it does. Accidentally. Does it say there that I will not make mistakes? Does it say there that I will not accidentally interpose my big beefy wings between me and the attacker? I didn't think so. So now what? But there are drawbacks. There are penalties to using your wings to defend yourself. It's against nature, you know, to let your foe hack apart your beautiful feathery wings. And so, not only do they take damage, and not only does this damage reduce your flying speed, but you take minus 1d6 to physical beauty until they heal up, because, quote, they look tattered and mangy. Now, please note that this is usually, but not always, a greater penalty than the plus 2 bonus that you normally get for wings. So depending on what specific kinds of sword wounds you take, it might be you roll a 6, and you might as well just not go to the club, because everybody's like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, bloody wings, tattered feathers, kind of see the skin underneath there, it's all, like, cut up. Yuck. I'm not fucking that angel, and I don't care how blind he is. Barbarella reference. I just had to say that, because if you don't know Barbarella, then that's, like, the weirdest thing I've ever said. Oh, but you may roll just a 1, and you still have a net bonus, so that you unfurl your wings at the club, and the boys are like, eh, they're all fucked up, but you know what? So am I. Let's do it. Because, you know, plus 2 from the wings, minus 1 from the wings being cut apart by swords. I mean, it is random. You may not know until you let them out. So I suggest go to the club with them bound up, get your manservant to put them in your backpack, and you just try to, you know, do your usual routine. And then if it's not working, then you can roll the dice, quite literally. You know, nobody's biting. Pull the ripcord. Foomp. Bloody wings come out, spatter everybody in the face, and maybe you're lucky and you roll a 1, and dude's like, oh my god, you've got wings! They're covered in blood! I'm into it? Yet again, proving that this game is in the 90s. If you go to the goth club with bloody wings, you're in. Being poignant will get you laid at the goth club. Anyway, I think that this rule that you can't use your wings to block attacks, and the, like, weaselly way it's phrased, is probably the dumbest thing in this page. But I'm going to go ahead and say that it is trumped by the plus 40 SDC just for having wings. And that is trumped in turn by something I'm only going to touch on briefly, because you already know my point about this. flight wingless right beneath it. This is flight without the inconvenience of wings. Don't have to worry about any backpacks, any ripcords, unpredictable reactions at the club. You could just fucking fly. Simple as that. You're just a normal person, except you can just will yourself to move through the air at 200 miles per hour. And you get plus 40 SDC for that. No physical change. No change in your anatomy. No change in your physiology. Just you can will yourself to fly through the air. For some reason, that gives you physical toughness on par with a consummate athlete. Just because we're handing out SDC like candy here in the super ability section. This whole trend is one of the dumbest things in the super ability section, and I'm going to choose this page in particular as the most egregious example, especially because flight wingless appears right above healing factor, a superpower that is about being physically tough that only gives you plus 25 SDC. Total nonsense. So plenty of dumbness to go around there. Take your pick. Join me next time as Hell Knight continues, and we talk about another big family of powers, the heightened senses, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.